Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Remember that from Charlie Sheen? Winning! Remember winning? Okay, winning. I don't know what we were. We've won the prize for being the craziest country on the planet, I think, as much as anything else. This thing, hello. This hour of the Good Day program is brought to you by Common Sense. And we have the person that paid for the Common Sense didn't pay much, so we don't have much of it to talk about, frankly. Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen working through the business of the challenges on the Trump front, the craziness courtesy of Marjorie Taylor Greene, and the whole protest in New York. The 60-some-odd percent of Americans who agree with the indictment talk about further... I should have had this conversation with her on the plane, right?
You really missed your chance on so many levels.
All right, looking into her eyes and thinking, what sort of chaos are you cooking up there? Anyway, so this has nothing to do with being the representative from Georgia, but then nothing much that she does has anything to do with anything except herself. And whatever public appearances she can create, she was going to host a rally outside the courthouse where Trump was arraigned. And I guess that there were a number of things that happened that quickly made it more of a mess. And that's not really, it is the story or part of the story, but isn't the real story. My question is, how does this guy, the DA, how does Alvin Bragg, how does he convict Trump? Okay, so there's 1, 2, 3, 4, we can count to 34, the indictments. Jay, have you been through them? I didn't even look at the list.
Because, there are so many, but also this, the Manhattan DA Bragg, this is also the gentleman who, do you remember the bodega employee, the bodega worker or owner who was stabbed? There was an altercation with a customer and the customer's girlfriend over some chips. The customer came after the bodega worker, pushed him, the bodega worker grabbed a knife to defend himself, stabbed and ended up killing the customer, and then the girlfriend of the customer grabbed her own, had her own knife and stabbed the bodega worker. The girlfriend had no charges, and the bodega worker who was defending himself was arrested and charged. And then those charges ended up being dropped. But that was the DA.
Yeah. Okay. So he's a grandstanding, liberal, mindless, pathetic, whatever. I'm trying to swear off of calling people names. I think pathetic in this circumstance. Not that I don't think that Trump should be has to account for the stuff that he's up to, because he's up to all kinds of things. But how does this guy? I don't think he has the chops, frankly. There are all kinds of this guy out. It was interesting to watch Trump last night as he got back down to Florida and had a press conference. And he really didn't talk in his typical fashion. He didn't really talk much about the indictment. He kept talking about Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and all the Democrats and how they've been trying to get him because they know he's going to beat them in the next election or whatever it is that was going on. And how does this help to move the business of running America along? How does it help do anything except further divide a very divided country? And this guy, nobody apparently is the boss here with Alvin Bragg. Who is his boss? Who would be his, is the governor of New York his boss? I guess maybe, I don't know. Well, I'm speculating here. The difference, there are a lot of problems in these indictments from what I can see reading between the lines. And so does this guy have the chops to do what's necessary. Trump is a very wily character. He'll twist and he'll turn, and whether there's a jury even, never mind, take Alvin Bragg out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a jury in New York that's going to be not biased? How do you pick 12 people on a jury that don't have some strong feeling about Trump one way or the other in New York? How do you do that? And then do the lawyers press for a change in venue, and that then creates another whole fiasco. So around and around and around and around and around and around and around this goes. And it's a circus.
And the next hearing isn't even until December, which Trump's lawyers are asking him to not need to be a part of. And he wanted to go this time because he wanted to say himself in person, not guilty.
Yeah. Well, the grandstanding that's going on here. If you go back to the history of this, this has been going on for a couple of years, basically since Biden became president. So was there a whisper, go get Trump from the White House? Who knows? The Democrats, certainly, because they have such disdain for Donald Trump, it's easy to see how they could politicize this, weaponize, if you will, the whole system because they want to get Trump. But they're so foolish, I guess is the word for it. They don't get the... Trump can turn anything into a circus because he's a great circus master. Here, go ahead, Jay.
Oh, and it just also looks so obvious because when Donald Trump said he was running for president, it was kind of a joke. It was kind of one of those, not him running for president, but people looked at it as kind of a joke of like, Donald Trump is going to become president, whatever. He was looked at as really a reality television star in a sense because that's where he currently was in his career with the Celebrity Apprentice and all these other things. And then it just turned into he beat Hillary Clinton. He won the presidency. And I think a lot of people from that point, it wasn't just against Biden. It was from the point that he went into the presidency that a lot of people started coming after him because it, quote unquote, wasn't supposed to happen or something like that. Like, that's what it feels like, because there are a lot of other politicians who have done questionable things that aren't even being looked into. I mean, we can go back to the whole Hunter Biden situation and the Biden family itself, and they're not dealing with this same level of heat as Donald Trump.
Yeah, right. Yep. So now, aside from the circus of Trump and the circus of Marjorie Taylor Greene and whatever other circuses can be created around this thing over the next however many months that it goes on, here we go into taking away from the real issues of the day. Biden doesn't know how to lead, and so who's going to be in charge, and he hasn't been in charge, of the real issues of the day, the things that need the attention of the political system, the leadership system. What's going to happen to the three different, the executive, the judicial, the legislative branches of government as they watch this fiasco? If Trump were convicted, he'd take it to the Supreme Court and create nothing but mayhem. Now, should he be charged with something? Yeah, he did something that was wrong. But does the system work so that he actually is going to have a fair trial? I don't see it, frankly.
And if this were the first time they went after him, it might have more legs to stand on, where people have been after him nonstop for a long time.
The pro-Trump rally-goers outnumbered the anti-Trump protesters about 2-1. There was George Santos. Did I see something about him being involved? He made an appearance at the protests. What in the world is this idiot doing?
Yeah, he was there. MGT was there. And then apparently they didn't stay long, but with polls, it looks like 60% of people are behind
Trump
and
not guilty. Trump not guilty. That was the battle cry, right? Trump not guilty. Make America great again. MAGAGA. It's a circus. It's the best entertainment in town. Nothing on Broadway would surpass this, right? Nothing at this.
I don't know why there aren't more film cameras documenting this, because this would be a great reality TV show.
I'm sure that is right. Yeah. And so apparently Mayor Eric Adams warning Trump supporters and Marjorie Taylor Greene, you had better behave yourself. Like, that's a bunch that does. See, I would like to
see... That sounds like a dare.
Yeah, right. You better behave yourself or else. Yeah. Okay, we'll get you. The whole business of this, the indictment and the counts and whatever it is that it goes along with this thing, everybody's... It's the same story over and over and over and over and over again. What has... been what the story about what Cohen did and Stormy Daniels getting $130,000. Apparently there was a court case, I hadn't followed, but I did see yesterday that in another court case where Trump was suing Stormy Daniels excuse me, for legal costs, and he won. Did you see that? There was the I forget what it was, you know, what the nuance of it was, but Trump has a gaggle of lawyers around him with different specialties. Yeah. And so whenever somebody says something that's negative about him, he goes after him, whether it be in social media or he hires a lawyer. So this is, is this what we want for our country? You know, people say we want justice. Okay. You're not going to get it out of this, because there's no way there's going to be a jury or this is Alvin Bragg, I'm running for the mayor of New York or whatever, he's running for the governorship, whatever this guy's running for. He hasn't been curbed or hasn't been controlled, or somebody, whoever his boss is, obviously hasn't gone through all that. Or maybe he has. Maybe the guy got orders from somebody in the Democratic National Committee to weaponize the justice system. And so if you're going to go after Trump, yeah, I agree with him on the Hunter Biden thing. Let's go after Hunter Biden. Not that you should deflect from whatever's going on with Trump. There are two fronts here. But then the nation becomes more divided, more vulnerable to the Chinese, more vulnerable to chaos on the border, which we have right now. Everything becomes a distraction from what the real issues are. So at any rate... the judge warned Trump to refrain from rhetoric that could inflame or cause civil unrest.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing all cylinders.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale is on, with limited quantity deals on top tech. Save on select PCs powered by the latest 12th gen Intel Core processors, like thin and light XPS 13 laptops, Inspiron laptops, and 2-in-1s. Plus, get savings on select accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
those stomach issues ruined your birthday?
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa.
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
About 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. It's April 5th. It is the Wednesday program, and with iconic celebrity news, has nothing to do with, don't you? Do we turn everybody away? Hey, John Travolta, what do you think about what's going on with Trump? That's going to become part of, right, social media and all of the extravaganza that is this circus. Anyway, John Travolta, back to his Saturday Night Fever days. There is an element of excitement over that white suit that he wore. And we're going to find out what the excitement's all about right after this.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
We all love this. Everybody starts moving when they hear this. One of the greatest themes from a movie ever, frankly. How about it? And Maurice and all the...
Like, I dare anyone to keep their head still and not move a little.
That's all you got here. Okay. So what's happening with John Travolta, or as Chuck would say, John Travolta? A lot of us in New England would say that as well. That white suit from the movie Saturday Night Fever is up for auction. How much would you pay for that white suit? Well, according to the people who supposedly know, I'm thinking that they're way off on this. 200 grand? Nah. The way people are buying... stuff that's coming from movies and that sort of thing, something as famous as that, It's going to bring a lot of dough.
Yeah, I would think, especially because there's only two of these suits in existence, and this particular suit has never been exhibited, has never been auctioned, and the starting bid is going to be $25,000, so they are expecting there to be a battle for this.
Yeah, no question about it. This is one of the great pieces of movie memorabilia, and the visualization when he struts out onto the floor. And apparently he's a pretty good dancer, and always was, right? Did they have to teach him how to dance, or was this an easy throw for him?
I think this was easy for him, because he did Grease, he did this one. There's been other movies where it may have not been about dancing, but he maybe, like, shimmied a little bit. He seems like he's always just had a natural rhythm.
So there are a number of other things from movies that are going to be auctioned in the same auction. Harrison Ford's machete from Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, an Iron Man helmet from Captain America Civil War, and the hoverboard used by Michael J. Fox in Back to the Future. So, anyway, I just find this to be pretty interesting, exciting, and fun. And so imagine, go back when he was 23, he got the award for best, he was nominated Best Actor at the Academy Awards in 78.
Yeah, he lost out to Richard Dreyfuss, but this was the role that earned his first nod.
Yeah, and it was all this. This was the era of polyester. I had all my clothes were made out of polyester then, and so were pretty much everybody else's. So let's go to Lenny's Pizza to celebrate, shall we? 28 past the hour here on the Good Day program.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, one of the most common questions I get asked is, Warren, how do I keep my cat off the counter or scratching things around the house? So I've come up with a lot of different methods. Everyone works differently, just like every cat is different. Very often what I recommend is you take some double stick tape. You put the double stick tape on your countertop. You blow up a couple of balloons, put the balloons on the double stick tape. This way, when the cat goes to jump on the countertop, guess what's going to happen? Chances are the balloon's going to break and he'll get startled. He won't do it again. But if that doesn't work, even walking on the double stick tape, it's like kitty flypaper. He's not thrilled about that. Some of the other things you may want to try as well is aluminum foil. Very often cats don't like the feel of walking on aluminum foil, so it may be a good idea to take some aluminum foil, crunch it up, and put it in the areas where your cat doesn't want to go. Following these methods can make a difference, but the most important thing you do to prevent your cat from jumping up on things is give him plenty of opportunities and plenty of places of his own to jump on. It'll make all the difference in the world. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is life change tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump and GOP 2024 presidential frontrunner is accused of orchestrating a scheme to bolster his 2016 presidential campaign. Manhattan prosecutors allege. The 45th president pleaded not guilty to the charges during an hour-long court appearance in Manhattan yesterday. District Attorney Alvin Bragg.
Earlier this afternoon, Donald Trump was arraigned on a New York Supreme Court indictment, returned by a Manhattan grand jury on 34 felony counts of falsifying business records in the first degree.
One of Trump's lawyers.
He's frustrated, he's upset, but I'll tell you what, he's motivated, and it's not going to stop him, and it's not going to slow him down.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
What makes a banana republic? It's not about what you did, it's who you are. Bill Clinton was president of the United States. He lied under oath about sexual allegations.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
We want to know your thoughts. Be part of the conversation. Call the Doug line at 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
Theme from Saturday Night Live. We were focusing on the. You're just joining us, John Travolta's suit from Saturday. No, I keep calling it Saturday Night Live. Saturday Night Fever. my tongue is caught behind my eye teeth. I can't see what I'm saying. Maybe it's because of all of the excitement about Donald Trump getting indicted, right? What that means to our country. How about we crank this up there, James? James Collins at the controls in our studio in Dallas. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. Yes. Who's going to sit still for this? Nobody! Right? Yeah.
Those shows are sitting.
Yep. I love doing it. I wish I had a convertible when this was a big movie in the late 70s. Turn this up, driving down the street. There's nothing I curse more than somebody doing what I used to do myself. When you stop yesterday, or when was it? Monday. I was driving down La Cienega Boulevard, and this guy pulls up next to me. And he's got his radio up so loud, and it's been one of those boombox things in the car. They do the
oh, and that bass is really hitting.
Oh my God! Bang! Blah, blah, blah. The car was rocking, and I was so annoyed. And then I thought to myself, well, you know what? When I liked the music of the, and I actually, truth be told, I still do it when I hear something from my era, which is probably late 50s and 60s and into the 70s, and I like some of the music of the 80s and not much of the music today, but when I like it, it goes loud, and Daisy would be sitting in the truck or in the car looking at me like, what's going on here? She opens one eye if she's asleep on the seat. All right, so anyway, if you want to hear my comments, I don't want to repeat them. I don't want to go over this again. You can go to gooddayshow.com. Where we have our daily download, and I'm sure the last couple of days, if you've been listening, it has been a lot of discussion about Donald Trump and the ins and outs and the ups and the downs, mm-hmm. comings and goings of what we do in this circumstance to try to bring some sanity. I don't know. Is it a losing battle? The stuff at his Mar-a-Lago estate yesterday when he went back down to Florida and the press conference, it was like, I think it was in the early evening when it took place. You know, he takes his shots at Biden. And then, so following on that with some people news, Jill Biden had an idea to invite both LSU and Iowa to the White House. And one of the ladies who plays for LSU, Angel Reese, said, well, that's, why would you do that? And I guess my question is, why would you do that?
Yeah.
Didn't LSU win? So why would you bring Iowa into the White House if LSU was the winner of the game?
Her thing, First Lady's thing, was that it was such a good game. Both teams played so hard. Let's welcome both of them. But when it comes to championship games, it's always a good game, or it should be a good game. It should be a close game. Both teams should play really hard. And, yeah, the winner goes to the White House. And Angel Reese called it a joke, and other people have backed her up on this thing. Yeah, it kind of is. Like, you've never done this before. Other teams have played exceptionally hard, and it's been great games in the past. You invite the winner, not the first runner-up.
No. Uh-uh. Bad choice. Bad judgment. I generally like her. I think she's okay, but I think this is the case. Now, whether, you see, what you can't tell, these people are so steeped in political correctness and so not wanting to offend anybody. I'm talking about the people that are in the White House now, the people in this administration. Not that we should go out of our way to annoy people or to upset people, but there's the one step over the line of business. There's another great one.
Well, I don't think this one was about political correctness. I think she was just saying, like, both teams should be able to be invited or whatnot.
But
I agree with Angel Reese. No. The champion goes. The champions go.
That's it. End of story. Speaking of champions and people in the news, Tiger Woods says that his journey is about to come to an end. He's now, 48, 49 years old, and he's been, the accident in the car, he had to kind of piece himself back together. A lot of people, the Masters is coming. But he says, I'm okay with the fact that I probably won't play much longer. Well, the guy has, because of his endorsements and the winnings and stuff, he's a billionaire. Didn't his wife prove that when she walked away with hundreds of millions of dollars in the divorce? Now he's being sued by some other one of his gal pals.
Well, with everything he has been through, it almost is a miracle that he's still even playing.
Yeah. Right. No, it's a testimony to him.
Physically capable, yeah.
Yeah, it is. No question about that. But anyway, shall we make this conversation about something other than Trump? I'd like to kind of go down a different street here, if we can, because there are other things that are going on that are worthy of comment, and that's kind of or reflection. And you're not going to get much of this stuff anyway. This is not a newscast. I'm not a newscaster. Jay's good at bringing us up to date on news story. So let's go down to the here's another one of these rat holes for me. As much as I love NASA and as much as I want to see accomplishment done by everybody, here we have the headline reading, First Woman and Black Male Astronaut to Make the Flight Around the Moon. Are these people going because this is the first woman or the first black man or these people the most qualified people to go to the moon.
They're the most qualified.
Good.
And they happen to be the first woman and the first black man.
So the headline should, for me anyway, ought to be different. The crew includes this person, that person, another person.
Well, we've discussed this before. Anytime there's a first, it is going to be groundbreaking. It is going to be history-making, and it does carve the path. And the last time are they going around the moon, or are they actually going to the moon?
No, they're going around the moon.
Around the moon.
The first trip is around. The first trip is sort of a regurgitation of the first Apollo mission. Well, the first Apollo mission sent a spaceship out, a capsule without anybody in it. And then the next one, they did a flyby. And then the next one was the landing.
So 1972 was the last time any astronauts went towards the moon, right?
Yeah, I think so. There were 3 years from 69 to 72, I believe.
Okay.
There hasn't been any. So they have a whole new set of rules and regs, and they have a whole new piece of equipment that really, you know, when you consider that the first piece of hardware that went to the moon didn't have as much computer technology in it as your iPhone. The iPhone could have propelled the first Apollo mission, that's really, think about that for a second. How are these guys, especially the one, was it Apollo 13 or whatever one it was, that they couldn't land, so they had to go out and come back again. The fact that they even made it back was it was a balance of nature, if you will. It was a miracle. Well,
that was when they made a movie with Tom Cruise, right? Apollo 13.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, there were a couple of movies that were done about this. Kevin, let's see, who was Tom Hanks was in it, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Kevin Bacon. I don't remember who the other ones were. Anyway, but the point is that these missions, no matter what, they look glamorous and they want to be great to be on the crew. This is dangerous stuff. This is not like getting in your car and driving to the drugstore. No matter how good the equipment is, how much they test it, there's always the choice, the chance that this is going to have a problem. And the old adage, well, the lowest bidder is the one who got the job. Do you want to ride to the moon on a tin can that was made by the lowest bidder? That takes a lot of starch, too. But they have checks and balances and be back and forth. And anyway, this lady has been involved in lots of other, as you can imagine. Christina Koch is her name, K-O-C-H. Let's see, Reed Wiseman, Victor Glover, a Canadian astronaut named Jeremy Hansen have all interesting stories. And this will be the focus, again, of hopefully it'll be a lot of. I'd rather be talking about this, frankly, than what's going on with Trump. Although that's kind of what's on everybody's mind today. 10-day mission, and so this is the first time. There'll be tons of stuff that'll come out because it's not until next year that they actually go up to the moon anyway. 300 mm-hmm. right?
They're hoping that this leads to long-term human exploration missions.
So Koch has been up in the space station, and I'm not sure what the other, let's see here. Glover has been up in space before. All of them would have had a lot of experience, no question about that. This is an interesting thing, but tip our hat to the people who are going to do it, because it is dangerous. It's probably fulfilling for the people that are involved and for us. To see what, the next stage is. Mm-hmm. Now we find ourselves in a race with the Chinese. And
it's an exciting position, a nerve-wracking position.
Sure.
And we can't forget about those who stay down at the controls.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Just as important.
Yep. Okay, last night on the FBI's on CBS, there was a story. It was the whole evening. It was one of the best-written television shows. I happened to have gotten home just about 8 o'clock, and I fed Daisy. And I turned on the TV, or I was fixing my own dinner, and I watched as the three pieces. There are three FBI shows that last an hour each from Dick Wolf on Tuesday night on CBS. And so they brought together all of the casts from all three shows to chase down a bad guy who was trying to blow up JFK. And it was a very compelling, very entertaining, very well-written, very well-done show. And then I come to find out that what this is not the whole idea was they're going to blow up the trenches that carried the fuel to the various to the various parts of the airport where they fuel the planes. And so there's this story today about a couple of construction workers who were killed in one of these trenches at JFK. And I thought to myself, isn't this weird? Where life imitates something, they get trapped under the rubble, and they died. They couldn't, the fire department couldn't get there fast enough, and so as much as they tried to get, they had used an excavator and ropes and pulleys and stuff to try to get them out, and they were not successful. So, at any rate, and this was within the, you could see this near Terminal 5, Terminal 7. You ever been to JFK, Jay?
I have flown through it.
Yeah. So the maze of traffic getting around and the maze of how it's not like LAX where everything is kind of in an orderly, you go around in a horseshoe and that's where the terminals are. This thing is spread out all over the place. And it took, because of the reaction of people, they kind of closed down. They didn't really, but they kind of closed down the airport for a while, and you can imagine this being as busy an airport as it is, kind of chaos that created. But that's one of the things. Yeah, it is, and it's also indicative of how dangerous some of this work is. So there's some more food for thought for you. This is the Good Day program at 48 past the hour.
Progressive protects more than just your home and car. You could save when you bundle your motorcycles, ATVs, boats, and RVs. Doesn't that sound good? Like the sound of the wind in the trees as your RV sits parked in the forest. Is that the call of the majestic owl? And there's the sound of a tree branch crashing into the roof of your RV. I guess their nest was in that branch. But you know what does sound good? You're covered with Progressive. So bundle all your vehicles and home in one place and save with a multi-policy discount. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale is on with limited quantity deals on top tech. Save on select PCs powered by the latest 12th gen Intel Core processors like thin and light XPS 13 laptops, Inspiron laptops, and 2-in-1s. Plus, get savings on select accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Did you hear about Taco Bell's apology?
Yeah, they apologized for going too far with their breakfast. Like the naked egg taco and chicken biscuit nachos? It was too much. All you need in the morning is tasty, simple food. Like the breakfast crunch wrap. Fluffy eggs, melty cheese, sausage, crispy hash browns, wrapped in a warm tortilla. Or, as some call it, a breakfast crunch thing. Grab one today, only at Taco Bell. Not participating in U.S. Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only until 11 a.m. While supplies last, contact local store for hours and participation, which vary.
Natalia, solid dismount, but that little pause is a deduction.
Top tumblers hope to stick the landing with Coach Jasmine.
That aerial sequence still needs work.
She needs more certified athletic trainers to find her balance.
Focus. I'm going to need you for the all-around. Wait, who's spotting the ball?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. 53 FDR now. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Time for food, farm, and family. Remember, every day, Jay is adding things to our website, foodfarmandfamily.com, which includes the information that we pass along during this portion of the program, other things connected to the American Family Farmer show that I do that's heard on most of these same stations over the weekend. And among the things that are paramount today, the FDA commissioner has pointed to some improvements in our government's ranking for food safety. This is the Global Food Security Index. And when I saw this, all I could think of, my God, what kind of shape is the rest of the world in? if according to them anyway, we are in that kind of a position in terms of food safety. There isn't a day go by, except I don't think we have one today, that doesn't feature some kind of a recall. Mm-hmm. So I don't consider that to be good.
Then we hear about food recalls that apparently had been known about for months. It was an infant baby formula who had known about it for months before they were actually issued the recall.
Right, exactly. So, you know, it may be that somebody in the Global Food Security Index thinks that because of food, we rank well. We're actually 13th in the most recent edition, so I'm not sure that's all that great considering what we are all about in our country. Affordability, availability, quality, safety, sustainability, adaptation of food. There's so much crap available today, I don't get. And the big ag companies are doing their best to feed you crap. Advertising stuff, they love to advertise it. You think, oh, this would be good. I want this kind of sugary cereal or whatever. The FDA commissioner said, you might hear on the news or on your social media about a food recall and wonder if the food you eat is safe. Well, I would do that because we have one of these, as I said, about every day. But he says, we have one of the safest food supplies in the world. That doesn't say much for the rest of the world, as far as I'm concerned. So
Anyway, I'm not impressed with this at all, but it is something. Foodborne illnesses are a very real problem in our country with the food supply, and you can't cover up all the listeria, the E. coli, the salmonella outbreaks. You just can't. The bigger the ag business has become, the more of this kind of problem you're going to have. Eat local, buy from your local farmers, whether it be dairy products that you can get locally, hopefully, and or all the veggies and things, and find a supplier for meat and poultry. Get the locals. Don't buy the stuff that's wrapped up in the frozen food section of your store. The spring season gives you a lot of reasons to gather around and celebrate. This is Easter week. You may be hosting an Easter, a really neat Easter dinner. Maybe when Mom's Day comes around, you got a brunch. Here's Chef Jamie Gwynn to share some tips to inspire your next spread.
There's nothing more magical than baking something delicious for the people you love. Keebler Ready Crust make it easy to craft delicious pies for Easter, like this ultimate banana pudding pie, all while saving you time. The recipe calls for bananas, Keebler Vienna fingers, banana cream pudding mix, and whipped cream, all inside a Keebler graham cracker ready crust. The crust is made with tiny pieces of crispy graham crackers and is the perfect foundation for any creation. You can even add a little more magic to baking and have everyone join in on the fun with these mini crusts. The Keebler Mini Graham Crust comes with 6 individual crusts so everyone can make their favorite pies. So make your spring celebrations a little sweeter with the Keebler 10-inch Ready Crust and Keebler Mini Crusts. And to find this and more great recipes, go to Keebler.com.
You're going to love this, Jay. There are a lot of people who are creative. We all love the creative side of being in America. So with the egg prices being where they are, the potato industry is scrambling up Easter traditions and advertising everywhere. Instead of rolling an Easter egg, roll a potato.
Okay.
Potato producers are looking at the price of eggs up, 50, 55%. Potato price is only up about 12% year over year. So if you want to paint and dye a potato, I don't know,
way to get it on then.
How about, yeah. Dying. Yeah, let's dye a potato. How about that? Use your imagination and come up with something. You can dye it and then cook it and eat it. Well, you can do the same thing with egg, I guess, under the circumstances. New ideas here on Good Day, 59 after the hour.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.